This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
There's just not a situation you can't use the smoke machines for.
I think there are.
We haven't found them yet.
Maybe like a funeral. No,
I mean, I will give it all to you on good authority right now that when any of you die, we will use the smoke machine.
Greg Miller's going to put the fun in
the
funeral.
Announcement video. Sure. The announcement video. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, well, like, obviously your families will get to break the news. They can have the exclusive. You know what I mean? They can tweet. Yeah. God forbid Gia let me tweet it, but Tim's dead, I got to let Gia tweet it first. But the kind of funny video will be, you know, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard the news. This weekend, there was a tragic fishing accident.
Fishing?
Yeah. Swordfish jumped right out.
Any of us are going to go fishing?
Tim got dragged out for somebody's bachelor party, some wedding party bullshit Gia had set up.
Fish.
You know what I mean?
Night
had
kayaking.
To go do this night kayaking with the bioluminescence. And then what happens, of course, swordfish. Whoop, right out of the water, right through his heart.
If I died via swordfish, I wouldn't even be mad. Like, that's the type of death you're like, that is, you know, there's the warrior's death. That is a gamer's death.
Yeah.
It is dying from, if it has anything like a large thing falling from the sky, quicksand, anything of that variety, that sort.
Frozen
sure. But if you die as a, sure. via Dave swordfish, like a sword, come on, bro.
It's an interesting way to go. Definitely not the way I thought Andy would go.
Well, this you is know. Tim specifically.
No, I'm just thinking when Andy's going to die. I'm just thinking about how he's going to go.
What's your prediction? What do you got?
It's sad, whatever it is.
See, I agree it's sad and it's, you know, depressing. And so I think what it'll be is
be sad anyway. Like
not for me. I mean, it could be fun. Like, you could, like, live the long and help.
Yeah, like, for you, sad and depressing no matter what. When Nick dies, I think we all have to have that pact that it's going to be an Andy Kaufman situation. Mm. Where we give you the little hints and nods, like, maybe he's not dead.
I didn't know.
You need to start doing a character like Tony Clifton that we can play like Cobbs and stuff. Like, when you're not around.
You want me to do a character where I just pretend to be a person and annoy the shit out of everyone in the office?
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
We could fake your death.
I could. But if you guys were going to do that, first off, that'd be awesome. Let's start playing this now. Second off, I love the idea of, and I think we've talked about this before, but if I die, I love the idea of no one ever really knowing if I'm dead or not. And I think the only way to do that.
I just talked about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just riffing.
Okay, cool.
I love
the
idea.
But you made it sound like it's an old thing from another podcast when it just happened like 3 seconds.
No, because I'm about to say something we've said 4 times before, but the chat's stupid. They don't fucking know.
No, they're the problem.
They're not going to listen. I'm going to bring up an old movie we talked about before. Sure. I want you to Weekend at Bernie's me. Sure. I want you to keep my body alive and in cryogenic freeze once a month, just walk around town with me.
I don't know if you caught it, because of course I slept for a good amount of the stream, the 24 hours, right? But when I woke up at one point right before, well, I guess when they woke me up, and then it was right time to do the mics and eat a bunch of pancakes or whatever, or eggs.
Eggs!
Thank you. And I walked out there. Janet's boyfriend, Isaiah, was on the couch doing a perfect Weekend at Bernie's impression. Did you see this? Because he was on the couch in front of the big TV we have out there like this, but he had sunglasses on.
Oh,
and so
yeah,
I walked along the peripheral and just out cold.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he was hanging out, and he was so polite the entire time. And I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Want to find a way to talk shit.
I mean, I can't. He was so lovely. And he was like helping out with stuff, too, and like hanging out. What a cool guy. The rest of you guys, oof.
Jackals.
Just fucking hyenas.
Speaking of jackals, he's the Hispanic heartthrob.
I think.
Sorry, Andy.
I think when Andy dies, it's going to be one of those situations where, like, you know how Golden Gate Park has a lot of small holes in them? Like small holes in them?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that.
Like, you have a look when you go through Golden Gate Park.
Oh, yeah. Like
gophers?
Holes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
They're smaller than that. They're like weevils or something, though, because Porty once saw one. He was not feeling
it. What the fuck is a weevil?
It's Kevin, I need a weevil photo.
What I'll say is, I feel like Andy's gonna like get his foot stuck in one of them,
sure,
and then just sit down. And that's how,
and that's how he dies?
Yeah, just kind of give up, you mean?
Yeah, like, death by gopher hole to Andy Cortez.
That's way less cool than a swordfish.
It's less cool, but also likelier. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, because sure. I don't think that's how you're going to go, Andy. But like,
right, so I was wrong about the weevil.
That is an insect, Greg.
You know, there you got gophers, uh-huh. You got groundhogs. Yeah. There's definitely a smaller thing, Chad. You know what I mean?
Is a groundhog just like a
beetle pops up?
A groundhog?
He's just like a porky little gopher, right?
Yeah, he looks like a big gopher. They look like this big.
You know, what's the genus? What's the family?
Yeah, because like rodent, guinea probably? Pigs and hamsters always.
That's a weasel.
Weird
to me, right?
That wasn't what I was going for either, though.
I've never seen one look like that.
Man, you ever just swing and miss on a podcast where you're like, oh, it's a weevil.
That's a good looking weasel.
Today, what did I say, Kevin? I said that the king from Game of Thrones was incontinent. And Kevin's like, I don't think that's what you're saying. And I was like, yeah. He goes, he cannot control his shit. I was like, you know what? I mean.
Anyways, he's the Hispanic heartthrob Texas tree. Latino heat. Clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting, rooting tooting. Nitro rifle from twitch.tv. Andy Cortez.
Before the show started, Greg was just sitting here alone.
Feeling it.
Sure. And I walked in and he goes, good day to have your wireless mics on. He just made a face and did the laugh.
And there was like the terror in Andy's eyes of what is he about to say?
I didn't know what that meant.
What is this podcast?
And I still don't know what it meant.
And on top of that, right after that happened, I walk in and there's only one coaster down. And Greg just looks at Andy, continuing to have that look in his eyes of like, at any moment, it could all end for Andy in a way that's much more violent than a gopher hole.
You going to bring another drink over here? Like, what does this mean?
The thing is, Andy, what you got to get in earlier because when you come in midday, the energy is already against you. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
We've been doing it.
You're right.
And we've already been. We went to lunch. We had a whole thing that we did. We talked.
I missed out on a half a day's of inside jokes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And half a day in this place is an eternity.
Uh huh.
Because sure.
Because before that, I heard the party mode reference laugh that Kevin did. If y'all haven't watched this episode of Party Mode, it's like one of the first ones you did. And I heard Kevin from the control room go, ha, ha. And then I went, dun, ch, da, da, dun, ch, dun, dun, ha, ha. And then Greg just decided to. Greg was just like, whatever reference I would have made there.
For the record, I was already wailing on the peanuts. Right? I was already talking shit about how much the peanuts fucking suck.
Yeah,
right?
You went in. Because here's what happened. Somebody sang the peanut. Bum, ba, dum, ba, da, dum, bum,
I think it was Greg.
Like, it was you.
I think Greg
was
himself was the one singing.
That's not a bad song.
Talking so much shit.
And I said, Greg, doesn't that song just kind of fill you with joy? Like, doesn't that make you think nostalgically about our youth and just happiness? And Greg said, sure, the peanuts fucking suck.
Pretty much.
Is what you said. And then you went, you just dunked on him for...
And then Andy brought up the gorillas, and I'm sorry, they had to get dunked on too. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just I just sang them. I didn't bring them up or ask anybody's opinions. I just sang that song, and Greg goes, you want to make fucking cartoons and make a song? Get the fuck out of here. And it was just like such an unnecessary.
Maybe you didn't know this. They never showed their faces for a long time. They just acted like they were fucking cartoon characters. One fucking genie or whatever was singing in the one thing. Look at that sunshine. Yeah, not that guy, but the breakdown guy. You know what I mean? Finally, someone let me out. That guy, remember him?
That was a funky Homo sapien from Oakland.
And I got to listen to this all the time.
All the time.
What's this man?
How many times I brought up Bell the funky Homo sapien?
What's this man's name? Oh, that's Friar Tuck Homo sapien. All right.
You just acted like you heard us waxing poetic for an hour about the gorillas, and then you went, man, fuck that, stupid-ass cartoons. You just decided to rail against it for no reason.
You gotta nip them in the bud sometimes, all right? Because that would be a conversation that would continue on and on and on throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need to get a slack tonight about the fucking gorillas. You guys sat here until 6:30 watching videos about them.
So a lot went down musically in the last hour or so, right?
Sure, yeah.
Because, yes, all this happened where we had the gorillas. We had this whole moment of just trying to, like, figure out what Greg's problem is with the peanuts. They have a great theme song. I agree. They're not the best thing to watch sometimes, but you know, Greg could be Greg.
Sure.
Cool Greg had to pop in and was like, yeah, I like the cartoons, but the comic books suck.
Yeah, man. It's hard.
And then Greg agreed, even though he's never read a comic book.
Strip. All right. First off, they're not making comic books about the peanuts.
Oh, well, cool
Charlie
Greg's
Brown
comic
and Lucy
books.
Aren't having actual adventures. They're moving a football. Where it's these three panels. All right.
Three panels.
It's 7 p.m. Where are your kids at?
Nick and I were watching some like intros of things for some inspiration for some projects we're working on, and the music had a certain vibe to it. So Nick takes that vibe and just starts riffing. I heard where your head went. You took me on a musical journey just from the songs you were walking around the studio singing. He's just kind of like humming these different melodies, and it results in about 10 songs in. We walk in here, and Nick goes, and then Greg like adds on to it, and we all kind of feel like we're in on it. But then Greg kept going in a direction where we're like, I don't think it goes there.
I mean, so there is confusion because Nick is very much referencing a show that used to be on PBS or whatever. Don't worry about that for right now. We'll get to that in 1 second. There is an oldies song that does that. It's a horn section. Dun 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 dun.
We shift up in key.
I was listening to Dazing and Fuse. I have the soundtrack or playlist, and I've Inagata DeVita stuck in my head, so I'm hooked. I can't push it a little bit further. It's driving me crazy because I
just. Is that not the Flintstones?
I fucking nailed that.
No, it's not the Flintstones.
I didn't. I just like here's what Andy is at brain thought. I'm gonna go in here, play something way off for a laugh, and be like, "I was close," and I just nailed it.
Yeah, I'm too good. I've said that.
Then, your point, then after I went over and over again, like, "Oh, it's an oldies song. I can hear it. I can hear the horns." You were like, "No, no, it's like a nature show," and I was like, "Oh, I remember this. I used to be on the PBS.
Yeah,
my barber would always have it on."
That really
soft-spoken man would talk about nature.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
See, but I'm going full Western. Like, I'm convinced.
What does that mean, though? You think it's like Little House?
Like,
kind of like that, yeah.
More that vibe. But
Prairie.
Yeah, like a show that I wouldn't watch on Nick at Night.
Right.
Or like, it wasn't even on Nick at Night. It was like on Disney's nighttime shit where all of a sudden everything's black and white. And like, you're either watching Zorro and you're like, this is dope, or you're watching anything else.
I picture.
But that era.
Like, they got a jib shot. Not really, it's not a jib, but like, imagine back in the 60s or 50s, they have a
jib. Establishing shot.
And we're seeing like. Roaming countryside, western front, canyons, horses.
Yes.
Cows?
Potentially.
Hold on, there's some interesting here. Do you like good music from the Blues Brothers? I think that might be it, actually. The one I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Yeah. You like good music?
But that's not
somebody just asking a question?
Was
somebody just asking a question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that is it. Maybe. Damn, James Brown.
No, they're thinking the Blues Brothers, podcast. Which is like
I didn't even get down to
they're thinking like, the main songs from the Blues Brothers.
No, good music is plays in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. But I feel like they might be confusing that with the main song from the Blues Brothers, which is like what they used to come out to all the time.
Well, sure, yeah, but that doesn't have that to it.
But it's got a horn section as well.
It does have a horn section. Blues Brothers have a lot of horns.
Someone said Bonanza, and that's what I'm thinking.
That's a good word.
It might be Bonanza. It might be Bonanza.
That sounds like that might be pretty on.
Can I look up the Bonanza theme right now while we look at weasels?
And I keep thinking of the word Ponderosa, and I don't know why.
That's a restaurant.
Because, well, no, a Ponderosa is like we're out on the Ponderosa, which was like a Western term. They used to always be out on the Where's Tim?
Told you. Arthur Conley, do you like good music? Or sweet soul music? Arthur Conley.
That is not what I'm thinking about.
That's not
all.
What I'm thinking of either.
But you heard. But you see where I was.
Yeah.
And why I was right.
Absolutely.
And it's from Oldies 104.3.
Josh Woodbury says it's the Magnificent Seven theme. Maybe? Look
of course,
that up.
This man is 4 of 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
I gotta look into this. Like, I hope that it's it. That sounds like it could.
Great
I don't know
job,
what the Magnificent Seven
on
is.
Do you like good music? We got there, Andy. Whew, that was going to kill me, you know?
Eventually, we got there. What else did I miss today?
Oh, Kevin, they ordered too much crab rangoon and one spam wasabi too much. So then Nick said, do you want the spam wasabi to me? I was like, nah. And then he's like, do you want a crab rangoon? I was like, yes. And I came over and got it.
Yep.
And then there it is. Yeah.
Is it like the Disney thing?
Is that Magnificent Seven?
It's Magnificent Seven, which is a bunch of
so
cowboy motherfuckers.
We're all right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah, Eric Miller in the chat.
So just to close the loop, and then I'll intro the show, all right? And then, Andy, I had the crab rangoon, and it was really good. And I was like, that was great, thank you. And Nick's like, please have the same spam wasabi. And then Kevin looked at me, and he goes, half of it. And then I didn't eat it, but I came by like an hour later, and there's half of spam wasabi there. So you know he was all about
hell
it.
Hell yeah. Hell
if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Podcast, each and every week, 4, sometimes 5, best friends gather on this table, each coming hour to hang out with each other and talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to hang out with us, the easiest way is patreon.com/kindoffunny. You could be a Trog and be in the live chat right now, like Madeline Stanley, Eric Miller, The Lou, all are. Of course, on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get each and every episode early. You can get each and every episode live as we record them. You can get them ad-free. You can get 38 bonus episodes of content a month. You can get the cool spare bedroom t-shirt as the month is winding down. You're running out of time for that. You can get the fan mail tier, which is the poster of all of us on the spare bedroom. If you're a producer, you can get it signed. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and then executive producer, that's where you get the shirt. Oh, I digress. You can write into the show to be part of it for free. And let me tell you, we got some doozies this week. Kindoffunny.com/KF podcast. A special hello to Bone Jangles, who's in the chat for the first time. Bye. I saw that in the pre-show. A whole bunch of people have been supporting us this month on Patreon and joining the live recordings for the first time, and that means a lot to us. Thank you so much. Of course, if you don't want to be on Patreon, no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kinda Funny podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Podcast services around the globe each and every week. Of course, you'd get the ads. You want to get all the bonus shows. Each and every week. Nailed it. Crushed it. I like that.
Around to the globe as
well. Well, that's a different show. I'm going to do that.
You just did that.
No, I don't do that. That's a game thing. That's a game thing. I don't do it there. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Could have sworn you just did it.
Remember, if you're a video game fan and you like the game thing Andy's talking about that we don't do on this show, you should use the Epic creator code KINDOFFUNNY whenever you're buying something on the Epic store or when you're playing an Epic game that has the store, like, you know, Rocket League or Rumbleverse or whatever, on your PlayStation, Xbox, or Switch. Some housekeeping for you, ladies and gentlemen. There are a million things up right now on youtube.com/kindoffunny, which, by the way, has more than 300,000 YouTube subs. Yay! We did it!
Finally.
Almost 8 years later.
Feels good. 300.
Just 10 more years to 310.
You can go up right now. You can get Black Adam in review. You can get the Game of Thrones screencast. You can get She-Hulk in review. And you can get the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania screencast reacts. Yeah, Tim.
I just want to cut you off real quick. Let as many people as possible know we are having problems with the in-review Apple podcast feed. So if you're not getting anything for the updates, the She-Hulk or Black Adam should both be there. Search for Kinda Funny In-Review, unsubscribe and resubscribe to your feed, and then everything should be good. It's really annoying. I'm sorry about that. But spread the word.
We blame Andy for that, we said earlier, yeah, right?
Explicitly.
Like the Gremlins. Yeah. Uh-huh. You don't get that reference. You gotta watch.
You gotta be in the studio.
No, that was on the content. That's on Ant-Man. Gotcha. Yeah, we made fun of
you. How did that look, by the way? Because, like, I gotta tell you, it's really, really annoying for everybody to keep on asking me if we're gonna react to fucking Ant-Man. I'm here playing a video game. You're gonna react to Ant-Man? This movie's gonna suck, right?
Man, it must suck having fans, huh?
Fucking ever.
Thank you to our Patreon producers who are a fan, and we're always excited to hear them ask if we're going to do stuff they like. David Hazenga, Nathan Lamoff, Delaney Twining, Gordon McGuire, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, and Fargo Brady. Today we're brought to you by Policy Genius and the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast. But I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's play America's favorite game show, a game of Would You Eat This?
I forgot how it goes. Would you? No, hold on.
Bless him.
Hold on a second.
I mean, I only gave a 5-minute notice, but still.
Would you fucking eat this?
I hated you trying to match the key there going,
pixelated.
It's also just a little too soft. You can barely hear it.
Pixelated Soul wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KF podcast and said, hey, KF, long time, first time. Not really a question, but just something you should all be aware of. Please look at this Twitter account. I'd really like your reactions. And he linked us to the Twitter, twitter.com/regionalusfood.
Okay.
Twitter.com/regionalusfood. The description reads, photos of regional dishes from around the U.S. curated by BroMF3. And I'm a big fan of BroMF3, whose name I've never seen until right now. And so I've gone through and picked 10 that I feel escalate
in terms. Good job.
And we would say, hey, would you eat this?
Yeah, that's fun.
So now, to test the waters, to ease in the shallowest end of the pool, we go to Regional Food, who links us to this tweet. Kevin, throw it up there. This is a Daniel Miller tweet from the Indiana State Fair.
Yeah, I'd eat this.
Indiana State Fair is just a few weeks away, and here's one of the food items you'll be able to try. What do you think of the pickle pizza offered by Swain's Concessions? It's homemade dough with dill ranch sauce topped with mozzarella cheese, dill seasoning, and dill pickles. Now, Nick, you might be the only person who actually asked to answer the question. Because, of course, infamously, Toronto, CNE made the mistake of sending me, Andy, and Tim up there to their, World's Biggest Fair or whatever it was. And there we had dill pickle pizza. I liked it so much that I came back and said, Square Pie, guys, you got to make this. They listened to me, and it was one of their least successful pizzas of all time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't think you see it on a menu and go, I'm going to default to that.
Yeah.
But if it's in front of you, you see someone else eating it, you might go, that's a weird thing that I want to try.
It's the right type of weird.
Yeah.
It's something you only try when I think you are at a world
a county fair, a country fair.
Yeah.
Now, what I would like, if you can throw it back up for me, Kev. Madeline Stanley in the live chat
too wet, by the way.
Says it's too liquidy.
No.
For the record,
it's fine.
The ones we had in Toronto, not this liquidy. So this is very much.
It is glistening.
This is a thing from Indiana, and obviously it's the fat, it's the oil, it's the
cheese. Someone poured a fucking water on it.
I don't like that. But my question is, what kind of sauce is in there again?
It's ranch, right? Homemade dough with dill ranch sauce. Oh
God, that is gonna be strong. You're gonna get through half that.
It's so good.
And you're gonna get a tummy ache right there. But I would.
Your breath's gonna smell so bad.
First off, if you're eating at the Indiana State Fair, you are walking away with a tummy ache.
You think so?
Yeah, because you're getting that, and then afterwards it's fried Oreos.
Yeah.
And then it's
something on a stick.
Or what we had in Canada, which was one of the more controversial things, Nick, was the Snickle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a pickle with a Snickers inside of it.
That's disgusting.
That was deep fried.
Pickles, man.
Yeah.
The problem is, here's really the thing. And I'm a proud member of Team Fat. I'm from the Midwest. Yeah. I understand the obsession with deep frying everything. Once you deep fry things like an Oreo, a pickle, or with a Snickers shoved up its ass,
it just becomes this
dough. Yeah, you don't even taste it anymore, you know? And that's where you lose it all.
And that's so sad, because in theory, it should be like, I love fried things, I love this thing,
this thing.
It should escalate, but it doesn't.
Now, the next one, number two, I'm interested in, because I'm aware of this. I've never had it, and I don't see why anyone would say no. And we're all pro pickle pizza, right? That's where we left off on this?
Yeah, I am.
I had it. I thought it was fine, but
so
nothing.
So you wouldn't eat it because you ate it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's definitely one of those things where I feel like, I'm going to order
fucking ate it.
A pickle pizza. I would be like, that's great. Please make sure there's at least 5 pepperoni pizzas surrounding it at all times.
I'm probably just told this story again, but it's one of my favorite.
Go for it.
All right, it's one of my favorite.
These kids don't watch everything.
It's me, it's Jen, it's Lucy James. We're living together. No Ben in sight. Portillo's still alive.
That was a fun era in your life where it was like the Friends era.
And it was, you know what? Let's order square pie, guys, tonight. And it was like, let's go wild. Let's get the pickle pizza and the buffalo chicken pizza and a thing of wings. We're there to live.
Okay.
We ordered this. Fantastic.
Not for very long.
DoorDash comes, right? We get it. We come in. We open it up. And we didn't get the right order. We got somebody else's order. But we're not hard to please. So it's like, okay, great. It's a pepperoni pizza. It was like a cheese pizza. And it was like something. It was none of the things we ordered. We're like, no big deal. Great. No harm, no foul. And then it dawned on me. And I was just laughing hysterically into my pizza. I'm like, what are you laughing? I'm like, think about the people on the other end who got our food. Order. Who just wanted a pepperoni pizza and a cheese pizza.
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
You got
and they opened it up.
Oh, no.
And they're like, we got wings. Did you order wings? No, they're too spicy. I don't eat wings. Oh, no problem. We got a wing pizza. Why would they order a wing pizza and wings?
The next box is just a chicken.
The next one must be adorable.
The next one is a pickle pizza. Like, what the fuck is going on?
No, because I think it starts off very positive with them going, oh, shit, they accidentally threw wings in here. This is great.
Yeah.
And then it just
But then if you don't like spice, plummets. You know what I mean? That's how it goes.
Plummets downhill.
Yeah. But also, when you want a pepperoni pizza, you want pep. No,
you just want pep.
You want the pepperoni diplomacy act.
I'll tell you a weird thing that happened with me over the weekend.
Don't you start with me.
Okay.
Go to start.
I wanted pizza.
Yeah.
And I decided to order from a place somewhat nearby. Bit of a hike, but sure. I could use it, right?
Oh, you're walking it?
Yeah, I'm walking it.
Nice.
I ordered on my phone, though. Ordered on my phone.
Why'd you use a keyboard emote then?
Something's
not right.
I dock my phone.
I dock my phone anytime I want to text. So I bust out my phone. I'm looking at my space bar. It's kind of jammed, so I got to kind of like hit it extra hard. I order the pizza, and they let me know when it's going to be available. So I go take my little jaunt over there. And I walk up, and the place is kind of under construction, right? Totally fine, no problem, right? And the ladies, I woke up and was like, hey, order for Andy? And she was like, oh, yeah, he's on his way. What do you mean he's on his way? What does that mean? And I looked, and like, it's not functional in there. This lady's just at the door in a non-functioning pizza place. She's like, oh, he's coming. He's on his way. He'll be here soon.
So he's
making
the
pizza somewhere else.
I guess so.
It's like that ghost stuff.
And so a car just kind of like pulls up. And I was like, is that? She like walks up to the car. She's like, thanks. And she's like, here you go. And I was just, I didn't want, like, I wanted to ask so many questions because I was like, well, where am I ordering this pizza from then?
Well, here's my question. Yeah, my immediate thing is like, is it, and I know you didn't say the name, so I assume that's on purpose.
Is it? I don't remember the name, to be honest with you. I don't remember it. I can Google it.
Yeah, I mean, how did you, you're like, I want to try a new pizza place? And you just like,
well, I see it a lot. Whenever I'm like, all right, I'm going to go for my longer hike right here, my longer urban hike.
Sure.
I see it a lot. And I would always see families in there watching the sports game.
Sure.
It's always a sports game. Mm-hmm.
Is it Cy Bell? You got a Cy Bell?
What's that?
It's in San Francisco. There's a bunch of
no.
Cy Bells.
That sounds cool. That's a cool word.
There's one couple blocks from here.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's really? Much further than a couple blocks. Yeah, I don't like it. I've never liked it.
Oh God, we're doing this again. We're doing this again. It's down. Oh, it's just down the street. So anyway, I see it often, and I decided like
Google it.
Tonight.
I imagine this happened.
No, it's not Fiorella. I like Fiorella.
Yeah, you've been there.
I imagine Andy that when the guy got out of the his car, he opened up the trunk to get the pizza, and it's like just an array of hats, like Pizza Hut. Domino's, round table, and he's like, which one am I tonight? Puts on the Cy Bell pizza hat and delivers it to you.
Yeah. Was the pizza good at the end of the day?
It was okay, yeah. It wasn't too bad.
This is always what trips me out about having things delivered.
It's like, you shouldn't have that option.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? If it's under construction, is someone to make that money off
of it? But
are
they, like, upcharging you? Are they, like, just basically reselling pizza?
Part of me wondered, did they just get it from somewhere else?
Like, that's what I'm thinking they did. Yeah. I think it's a ghost kitchen style situation where they're
find another place.
They call it some sort of bougie pizza name, but it's really coming from Square Pie Guys.
That's a different situation.
Yeah.
I hear you, and I understand that. And, like, they have to identify themselves now when you go and it's like... Uncle Tony's Great Pizza, and then puts in it, it's like, oh, it's Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. They have to say that now.
Could you imagine if you got a Chuck E. Cheese
pizza? That happened to people.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
What we should do is we should figure out a way to get Costco pizzas and just resell those as like for like $50 a piece.
There was a one time these kids I knew, I don't even remember anymore. I think I want to say it was high school, but it was they got drunk, and then one of them was a Domino's person or whatever, and like the other guy got into it and thought it'd be funny to go around trying to, like a funny, like not even prank, but like, to try to just deliver pizza to random houses or whatever.
So just would take a pizza and knock on a door and be like, your pizza's
here. But it was like they were already hanging out. They weren't at the pizza place. So they just put a frozen pizza uncooked into the pizza box and walk around with it.
Smart.
And then eventually, I think it was like the second or third house or whatever, like they stumbled and the pizza fell out while they were arguing with this guy. And the guy's like, that's not even a real pizza.
You know what? Okay, you know what? It's called, okay, I think I'd understand because they have another restaurant.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And the pizza looks the same.
So that's what I'm saying to the not being
sister
a ghost
restaurant.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
It's
called Village. It's called Village Pizzeria.
Village.
I know Village. I actually like Village Pizzeria.
Yeah, yeah. They got good, like, the little cup pepperoni is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. They got really good, like, old school, like, bread, like cheese bread that you get, you know, like garlic bread.
Really, I didn't know that. I love that. Because I saw a commercial recently, mouse watering, just thinking about it, Sunday NFL, and I saw, I think it was a commercial for Little Caesars, which is like got to be a really good commercial if you're making that shit look really tasty. Now, I'm not trying to like hate. I lived on
there was
Little
a time
Caesars.
And place for sure.
And I still probably could be honest with you, but there was a video of like just a slow mo dunk of a cheese bread into sauce.
Crazy bread.
Good Lord, it's so crazy.
It's one of those things where like I know our lives are moving at 1,000 miles an hour, and we don't have time for this. But I wish we lived the type of lives where it was like. Once a week, we all get together, go to the local pizzeria, and you get a couple of those like plastic
the red
cups
ones. The red
of
ones.
Beer that's really cold, but the cup feels a little too squishy, you know?
Yeah.
And Greg always drinks them like this, where like you kind of just have like.
Have we
just
done this before? Yeah, or is this in your vision?
No, yeah, in my head, this is how you drink them. But you're never palming it. It's always just by the rim. You just take it by the rim, just a little, you know?
Okay.
And we just get a little too drunk while the kids run around.
Sure.
And the kid, Ben's like, hey, Uncle.
How many kids?
It's just one now. For now. Oh, Ben. And Ben just comes up. He's like, Uncle Nick, can I have more money? And I just give him a 20.
In one of the seven times I made the mistake of going over to Oakland, I went there for a kid's birthday party, and it was at a pizza place that also did fried
peanuts, the Gorillas,
and now Oakland.
Oakland sucks.
The whole city getting shit on.
It was pizza and fried chicken. I was like, this is a dope place, except that it's in Oakland, so I'll never come back.
Yeah, it's too far.
What did you do? Like, here's a sponsorship, Greg. You got to go watch the Gorillas in Oakland.
Every Instagram story.
Like, Andy, do you know that just happened? The Gorillas were here like a month ago in Oakland?
Really?
Yeah, you went there and you fucking watched a cartoon on TV. You know what I mean?
They performed.
Hanna-Barbera came out. Was like, here you go.
Greg, it's just the one dude when he performs.
Does he look like Moby?
I don't know. I've never looked at it that way.
Does he look like Moby?
I imagine he looks like Moby. Tim, am I wrong?
No, I think it's Rob.
Yeah,
isn't
you're
it
very
Rob Thomas?
Wrong.
No.
Who's the lead singer for the
Gorillaz?
Rob
Thomas?
I don't know why he looks like Moby. He looks like Matchbox 20 is Rob Thomas.
I don't know why it's not Rob Thomas.
What's Damon Albarn look
Damon
like?
Damon Albarn. He's a British dude. He's got like kind of long hair on top.
Andy vibes, I would say. Who was the glasses,
isn't there another
with the hair?
Big name in the Gorillaz?
Well, I mean, it's Damon Albarn's thing, and like he collaborates with a ton of other
people. He was from
Blur.
Blur.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
The next one I've heard of. That's the Gorillaz guy.
I mean, the guy looks more like Rob Thomas than he does whoever else we were talking about.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you on that one.
Yeah. Very different vibes, though. You know?
Back to the regional American food Twitter, all right?
You gotta get rough.
Regional U.S. food. The next one I've heard of, I've never tried, but I can't imagine any of us would stop each other from eating it. Kevin, toss up number two for me. This, of course, the Fluffernutter. They're crediting it to Massachusetts. Peanut butter and marshmallow cream on white bread.
I would actively try this. I feel like I would end up not loving it at the end of the day. I'm a big peanut butter fan, and like I'm a big peanut butter and just white bread fan. Mm-hmm. Like you give some combos there, like jelly added, I'm good for that. Like there's a couple other options. Peanut butter banana sandwich,
yeah.
Big fan
of
that.
That's so good.
Put peanut butter on Ritz crackers. Try that
I don't know about that. I feel like it might be too much of what I'm looking for.
Marshmallow, I think, is one of the great underused foods.
I think it's used properly.
You know what I mean? Because it's like when I'm eating a marshmallow. Snores? S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores. Hot chocolate, right? Or on top of a yam at Thanksgiving. Otherwise, they're just sitting there getting stale in your cabinet.
I feel like you're such a fan of marshmallows. And now that I think, like.
Come on.
Stale puff?
Yeah, Stay Puff marshmallows.
Stale puff.
Yeah. One of my like, worst takes, I think.
It's like a Cranky
think.
Kong Stay Puff universe. You got Stay Puff, Stale Puff, Stone Puff.
Like, I say a lot of dumb shit, and I stand by it because I'm a dumb person. But I think one of my least popular takes of something that is just, I can't change about myself, I just don't fuck with s'mores and anything about them.
Okay.
I don't think you need to. Yeah. I mean, marshmallows are one of those things where, like, I used to eat them when I was a kid because they were round and they were sugary. But they're just not very satiating.
I never liked them as much as, like, people acted like, y'all, you're not supposed to take down half a bag of these marshmallows. You know
you're what, like, what else am I going to do? They compress down to, like, a little thimble.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you start doing that.
You know what? Sorry, just a real quick thing.
Don't get me started on Rocky
It's Halloween
Road.
Time. Just a shout out to Peeps for diversifying, where I can get a Frankenstein Peep now.
I can't allow a shout out to people.
We really don't need to shout out Peeps.
For like 75 years, they were like, we only show up at Easter. That's us.
I will not stand.
And finally, the great 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 granddaughter got promoted to CEO, and she's like, great news, there's other holidays, and we're going to make them for
Turns
that.
Turns out
too.
We can make a Valentine the rest peep of the year. And a Halloween peep. Yeah. And
I'm with you, Tim. Like, whenever I get a Rocky Road, the equivalent of thinking that a chocolate chip cookie has chocolate chip instead of raisins. You know, like you see the cookie, you're like, oh, chocolate chip. And then it ends up being a raisin. You go, ah, fuck that. I don't want the marshmallow texture in my ice cream.
No.
Get out of here.
Oh, you know, in the ice cream, I don't mind it. I like the Rocky Road. It's just when it's the dominant thing. The s'mores is conservatively 80% marshmallow. And that's just too much. I want more. If the marshmallow were like,
give me a little Nestle Crackle or something.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
You know what else it boils down to? It boils down to little tiny Halloween candies. You'd always get like the Three Musketeers bars, which feel like they have marshmallow in them. Even
though
I know they don't.
That's what is that?
What am I thinking that has
marshmallow? Whipped. Oh, that has it. The one you crackle.
What? Snap Crackle Pop. Don't even get me started.
Do not get us started.
Don't get me started.
What's a Snap Crackle? What is it?
That's Rice Krispies.
No, I was gonna say, don't get me started on. The Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups that Barrett and Alyssa made a huge mistake of leaving out kind of just for the public.
Can I say something that's going to
big
be
mistake on their part. I destroyed like half of it.
First off, sorry, I thought you were going to go somewhere else because of the words you just brought up. Not only did Greg just
the words you just said
savagely destroy the peanuts today and the gorillas and Oakland apparently and all this, I do also want to bring up that, like, I got so mad at something he said that I was like, I'm not even going to engage with him right now. But during that tirade of talking about things, he also tried throwing some shade at Rice Krispie treats.
No, Rice Krispies. I was saying people who are saying peanuts are their favorite cartoon are the same as they would say my favorite cereal is Rice Krispies.
There.
Okay. I love a Rice Krispie treat.
Good.
That's a strong man. That's a strong man.
You can't love a Rice Krispie treat without also loving Rice Krispies.
Yeah, that's a strong man. You're creating.
Oh, that's the stupidest thing. So you.
Yeah, it is the stupidest. Yeah. You're creating this thing on your own.
That's like saying, man. Yeah, because I like beer, I have to respect hops at all times.
You gotta respect the hops.
Too many people are growing hops.
Respect the hops, man.
You know what I mean?
Respect the hops.
I can respect the individual ingredient. I can disrespect. Here's the thing. Like, this is stupid. All right? Rice Krispies, oh, it's my favorite cereal. Dude, this shit sucks. It's tasteless. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
You put some marshmallows in there. You put some sugar in there. You're cooking, right? So now you're saying that, yeah, you can't. I can't sit there and be like, man, I hate eating spoonfuls of flour, but I love eating cake. You're saying that's not fair? I can't do that?
Yeah. I'm saying you got to respect the flour if you like the cake. You got to respect the elements that go into it.
I respect it fine as an ingredient and should be used for what it's used for. You shouldn't eat flour, Bear. You shouldn't eat Rice Krispies, Bear, unless they're in the little box. You got that, like, you know, you get the Apple Jacks, you get the Fruit Loops, you buy the sampler. And then he's got the box of Rice Krispies. Then you.
It's one of those things where, like, who picks the. Who picks the boxes? Who picks the flavors that go into these boxes?
Kellogg's.
Because there's always one flavor, and then we're like, why?
Corn Pops.
Why wouldn't you just put more Fruit Loops in there?
Variety packs of those little cereals.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, you get the little boxes, and there's always three left over, and they're always Rice Krispies.
Well, the bigger problem is, and we just need to face an unfortunate reality, there are more bullshit cereals than there are good ones.
True.
Yeah, of course.
And like that, it's just like. I feel
me and Nick did a KFAF ranking of the show.
Yeah.
The other day, Kevin walked by and he was like, "Hey, you want to? If I get some cereal, will you go in on it?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "What should I get?" I'm like, "Get Fruity Pebbles." And he went, "Ho ho ho!" And I was like, "Is that good or bad?" He's like, "No, it's good. It just tastes like poison, but I'm in." I'm like, "All right."
It's pure sugar.
But here, guess what? There's no Fruity Pebbles here.
Cocoa Pebbles.
See, now you've challenged Kevin, and now Kevin's gonna bring.
I said I'd do Cocoa Pebbles too.
Did you ever end up trying finding the Fruity Pebble Kit Kats?
No, I had the Fruity Pebble
they were amazing.
White chocolate Easter Bunny.
Oof, that is a lot.
That's awesome.
It was actually really good. Cereal milk chocolate. Or yeah. It was like cereal milk chocolate with the cereal in it. Wow. It was delicious.
Why can I say something? Because you guys Easter brought up dark chocolate earlier. And I just have to say this. It's something I feel like I've been living a lie. I can't remember.
You did with your Reese's.
Did you bring it up?
It's just something I always want to make fun of Nick for. It's always like, all right, well, somebody brought up not liking the grills. I think it was Tim.
I can't remember which one you were talking about.
But the best thing is, it's the attribution where he's like, he's trying. He's actively trying. He's like, someone said it. I want to get it right. He says the name. It's 50-50 shot. And we're all like, at least he's trying.
All right. Listen. So Tim brought up dark chocolate. I don't fucking know. I'm going to tell you this. It's going to sound controversial. Dark chocolate, I finally turned a corner. Don't like it.
Whoa. Yeah.
Get it the fuck out of everything. Get it out of everything. And here's why. Dark chocolate covered almonds. Milk chocolate covered almonds. Way fucking better. Everything that's covered in milk chocolate is better than what's covered in dark chocolate. And everyone's going to say, oh, dark chocolate is way healthier for you.
Is it way healthier?
Is it way healthier?
Why don't you smack your lap?
It is way healthier because it has good things for you as well.
The cacao?
There's all these things that like it does help with you. And that's the reason it's healthy. It's not healthier because it's like less sugar or whatever, you know?
It's got good, like...
Here's the thing, though. It's like, you know what else is healthy for you? Healthier for you?
Dirt.
And that's what dark chocolate tastes like, dirt. It tastes like nothing. It's bitter dirt taste. Just let me have a little sugar with milk chocolate, and I'll just, it's fine.
You're crazy. These Trader Joe's dark chocolate peanut butter cups, I'd pick them any day, second, minute.
No.
Over
no
a Reese's.
Fucking way, Andy.
I need to
no
try
way.
You need to bring that. Some, Andy, because I find this hard to believe.
You're going to pick that over the goat candy? The goat Halloween candy, the Reese's peanut butter cup?
Just the lump of the dark chocolate, I'd be like, nah, give me regular chocolate.
Yeah.
Something about this combination.
That combo, man. Peanut butter
is
goes a long way.
Way better than a Reese's.
You're just... You've changed, man.
You've probably had Reese's too long as one form. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Now you're looking to switch it up. This is a big problem back when I was in college. It seemed like the Nestle Crunch was phasing out the Nestle Crunch because I could only get Nestle Crunch caramel anywhere. And I had fucking Shaquille O'Neal on
and you wonder why I can't follow anything on this podcast? Like, is it me? Is it me? It's hard to follow, right?
Okay, so Shaquille O'Neal was on TV.
Yeah.
Do you remember this commercial? It's him and somebody else on a stoop, and they're arguing about how to say caramel or caramel.
I do actually remember that commercial.
And it was because of the Nestle Crunch caramel caramel bar, whatever you want to call it. And the problem was then you'd go to the gas station, whatever, and that's what would be there. They wouldn't have the normal Nestle Crunch.
M&M's had a similar issue with the Crispy. They introduced this orange motherfucker, and he's out there on all the commercials yapping.
Yeah.
And then it's just harder to get the M&M's you actually want. Shout out to Crispy, though. They were good. But I do feel like... They kind of overstayed their welcome in terms of market dominance.
And then, remember, that was a big deal. And then it just, they went off to the races. They got pretzels.
Yeah.
I think they got marshmallow M&Ms now. They got everything.
M&M hit that one year. It was just M&Ms. And then the next year, it was like everything. Everything you could possibly put in M&M, we're going to put it in.
Yeah. Remember when they did minis, too? I like how they sold minis. Like, they were like, you're going to be out for a run. You're going to be in the middle of a 5K, and you're going to need some sugar.
They're just giving... They give little cups of minis to marathon runners.
You're running, chugging minis.
I can't explain to you like what growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s meant for us when M&M minis were a thing. That was everything.
They were so popular.
Now it's food and toys. You now have like, cool, you can pretend to use a lightsaber.
Put your coins
fill it with
in
water. It becomes a fucking water grenade. Which is great. We fuck kids up with those things.
Of course. I'll tell you, I mean, holy cow. If I were a kid now, Nick got to witness these with me, and so did Kevin over there. These nerds bunches.
Oh, man.
So gross. Nerd ropes and all that stuff. I love nerds.
So, like, nerds ropes have been around forever. That was another kind of place in time when,
2 years.
When nerds rope came out and you were, like, 12 years old, you're like, what is this? This is the next evolution
of it.
How
is the science there?
So it's like
this,
imagine, like, the texture of a Twizzler.
Yeah.
Super, super sweet, but with nerds surrounding it.
It was kind of like a fruit roll-up more, but like in a different form.
Well, it was just like a long-ass thing. It was almost like a, like...
It's like someone...
Think of like when you get a hot dog.
If someone sucked on a Twizzler and rolled it in nerds.
Yeah, it's just, that doesn't sound appetizing.
It's so fucking good.
They're so disgusting.
Respecting and loving the nerds. Remember, you get the little cardboard packet and the two slots on the top?
Horrible.
And you go off one, you go off the other, and then you start mixing, and then it gets wet
from
your saliva.
Gets wet.
The whole board,
God, you're crunching them, you're like, you're eating little rocks. You're having a great time.
Here's what happened. What movie were we watching? What the fuck was it? It was like last week, right? It was
Black Adam.
And Andy's like, do you want some of these fucking nerd balls? or whatever they are. And I'm like, nah.
Hey, it's like
and
I dropped my Twizzler on the floor of the
and
movie
it rolled
theater.
Around, and then Andy picked it up, put it in a package, and then offered it to his best friend.
But the nerd bunches are now... The nerd's rope just in
ball form.
Yeah, okay.
It's ball form. It's like a little tiny cluster of nerd.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'll have a little. I'm hungry. It'll offset with the popcorn that I've already eaten of Andy's. And I have a couple, and I'm like, these are so fucking disgusting. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, yo, what's up with those nerds?
Remember, you saw it happen live with me in the sweet tart rope.
Yeah,
I bought the sweet tart, and I was like, everybody, I have an announcement to make, everybody. I made Nick buy me these sweet tart taffy ropes or whatever from the gas station. Yeah. It turns out I don't like them. If you want them, come get them. And then in the next 4 minutes, I ate all of them. I'm like, this shit's great.
Kevin, can you bring up whenever you have a chance, bring up the nerds bunches?
Yep.
Because I start digging into these and they are the sweetest, tastiest things I've ever had. And then I like offer them up and my stone bike is like, nah, I got my candy. And Kevin takes a bit, and then I give some more to Nick, and I give some more to Kevin, and I am destroying this bag of Nerds Bunches, and I think it's like the perfect evolution. It's what the Nerds Rope needed to become.
Mm.
Nearly a decade later.
You know,
look at that, dude. It looks like COVID.
It does. Jesus. It does look like COVID.
There's a lot going on with this.
But the ones on the gummy bottom clusters. Left, though, of the right image.
Uh-huh.
Like, look at that, dude. That's like the perfect image of a candy.
Yeah, it the rope material is almost like a softer gummy bear, right?
Man, yeah, I'll tell you what,
it's
though.
It's like fruit roll-up texture and taste.
It's sturdier than fruit roll-up.
Yeah.
It's an odd
man, I'm not sure anything about it.
And I don't like them, but I want
it's
more
so
of them.
Good. Hold on, it's guys, so good.
I'm having some of those the Bernstein Bears situation.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Maybe I'm just misremembering. It was Willy Wonka's nerds, right? Like Wonka was involved with nerds?
Yeah. I've never seen
them. I've never seen them. I just remember them being nerds.
Why do you keep saying I've never seen them?
You mean in the movie or you mean like
branded
Wonka?
I've never seen
nerds.
A Wonka nerd before. I don't remember. Willy Wonka's chocolate was like a thing, but way later from when the movie came out.
Because in the 90s, I remember there was a couple Wonka. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Wonka nerds. I remember this trailer too.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. This branding here with the Wonka, the little purple Wonka logo.
Oh wow! They made it to the out. Rope.
Motherfucker looks like Benedict Cumberbatch.
They put out the chocolate bars, and there was the golden ticket one as well.
Yeah, I remember that.
And was that because the Tim Burton movie was coming out, and everyone was like, "Get ready to ruin Willy Wonka forever"?
No, it was way before that. Like, cause this was like 90s. And that was like 2007 or something.
When I grew up, I don't recall seeing Wonka Nerds, but I could be totally wrong. It could be a...
So wait, when did Nerds... Kev, can you do a nerd fact check on this one?
I'll try.
Thank you.
Kevin, I also sent you a photo of Shaquille O'Neal. from the Crunch thing.
Not the Crunch podcast.
I call them commercials. My apologies.
From the commercial. Got it.
There it is. Remember, this is the infamous...
Caramel Carmel.
Yeah.
This looks like you and me sitting on the couch next to each other.
I want to go with caramel. What are y'all going to be for Halloween?
No, we don't have time for that. We're still in the middle of
the original. We don't have time for that, Andy.
if you want to think about that, you have a Halloween podcast coming up, of course, on the day. It'll go up on All Saints Day, November 1st, of course. But there's a recording of the Kind of Funny podcast next week, the 31st.
Real quick though, Andy, do you have something cool?
Matt Exposure does ask, what's your favorite Halloween costume you ever had? So everybody think on that for next year. I feel like we've done it before.
Next year.
You know what I mean? Next movie. All right? Okay. Busting my balls here. I'm trying to keep this show on track. Pixelated
on
Soul.
On crack.
Sending his time, his hard earned respect. No money.
Let's go to the food. I want to see the weird pizza again.
Well, now look at Tim's going away.
He's getting
away. No, put it away. We haven't talked about this one yet. Instead, everybody, I'll tell you about Patreon.com/kindoffunny. On Patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can get 38 episodes of bonus content exclusively a month. You could go right now while it's still October, and you could get the Kind of Funny Studio launch shirt for the spare bedroom. You could get a signed photo from us. You could get all the shows ad-free. You could get to watch the ones we record like this one live, like Cody Hagler is doing right there, and Melissa Hagler and Lexi G are all doing. But you could also go there for all the things I said. But you're not there right now. So guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a word from our sponsor.
You know what I have? No, besides a game award, life insurance. I want to make sure that if anything happens to me, my family's taken care of, and you should do the same. And since life insurance typically gets more expensive as we age, now is the time to buy. I didn't get my first life insurance policy until Ben was born, but it feels great knowing that no matter what, Jen and him are going to be okay. No matter what. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. And your personal info is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Go deeper into the canals of Numenor, the mines of Khazad-dûm, and more with the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast. Hosted by friend of the show, Felicia Day, and several special guests, they provide an inside look at the groundbreaking series and what it took to bring Middle-earth to life. Each episode of the official podcast features exclusive interviews with the series showrunners J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay, including the very first full breakdown of the incredible season finale. Felicia also goes behind the scenes with the cast and crew to bring you jaw-dropping stories and Easter eggs you don't want to miss. Watch The Rings of Power on Prime Video and listen to all 8 episodes of the official The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power podcast for free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app now.
It's just this far off.
So close. I'm so close.
Did you see the one where they went around the other day on Twitter or whatever of like the Seinfeld intro or whatever, but with people singing? Like it only happened once or whatever where they actually had them like vocalizing over the actual like intro.
I don't like that.
Not like the dip-a-dip-a-bop they did occasionally. But
oh, I don't like that.
No, nobody liked it. Nobody did. All right, while Tim's gone, let's go to number 3, Kevin.
Go for it.
This one I'm most interested in your guys' opinion anyway.
Okay.
This is still from regional U.S. food. This is the Arizona cheese crisp. Similar to a quesadilla, but open face and baked until the tortilla becomes crisp.
100%.
Now, this reminds me, of course, you made a Parmesan crisp in the microwave.
Yeah, Parmesan plate.
And how do you do that?
You take a lot of Parmesan cheese and you put it in the microwave for way too long, and then it stinks up your entire house like a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, this looks like what? Whenever I go home.
That was incredible.
Wait, is it only cheese or is it like?
It's only cheese.
But it says baked until the tortilla becomes
crisp. Yeah,
so cheese in a tortilla, great.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry, I thought we were talking about what's under.
It's like a quesadilla.
I thought Andy understood there was a tortilla.
No, well, you brought up the Parmesan thing, which is just Nick cooking cheese.
I tell you know, would you believe that I tell people that story from time to time? And they think I'm crazy.
Cool Greg laughing.
Nick, I feel like that also ruins plastic plates too.
You definitely don't want to do it on a plastic plate. Yeah, you probably want to put a sturdy porcelain plate underneath that bad boy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or a paper plate, which I think
Tim, would you eat the Arizona cheese crisp similar to a quesadilla but open face and baked until the tortilla becomes crisp?
Yes.
All right, great.
What I do when I go home, this always happens when I go home, it'll be like 10:20 p.m. and my dad just like will want to toss on a movie, right?
Yeah.
And we'll like kind of start the movie and then he'll like 10 minutes in, he'll be like, you want nachos?
Yeah.
So what he does is he'll get like Santitas or Tostitos or whatever we got in the cupboard, and on the little toaster oven tray foil, right? Then you put a bunch of tortilla chips, and then he just spreads shredded cheese with jalapenos.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. And then he gets it like super toasted.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It is like such a good little snack
to
have.
That's the best.
It's the best. And then we're just watching like a dope ass Marvel movie on his OLED TV.
You're nailing the Scarpino family like Christmas Eve after dinner meal.
Yeah.
Where everyone settles down. Everyone's like, I couldn't possibly eat anything. And about 15 minutes later, someone gets up and goes to the fridge.
Yeah.
Starts pulling shit out.
Yeah.
And then shit gets like piled on and then nuked in the microwave.
Or I'll hear like popping in the kitchen. I'm like, what's going on? My dad will come out with a bunch of popcorn, 2 pickles.
I want to party with your dad.
Come on, man. Oh, by the way, I ordered like a 24-pack of Twang pickle salt.
Yes.
Love it. We're going to go to number 4 now, and I will ask you to listen to all the ingredients before you make a snap judgment. Because you're going to look at it and be like, of course. And maybe you'll still finish, of course, but who knows.
Sure.
Kevin Thorpe, number 4. These are ham balls from Iowa. A meatball made with ground ham, ground beef, and graham cracker crumbs. Typically served with a tomato brown sugar glaze.
Oh, fuck these things.
Where could
you
possibly go wrong?
I don't know if the graham cracker would throw people off at all.
I feel like
graham cracker is inoffensive enough of a taste. It's more of a texture thing. And am I cool? I'm getting a little crunch in there. That sounds like a good time.
Filler, right?
I'm not against it. I would eat it. And again, I've had it. I think I've had these. I think Kay Hayes, I think she's making some very similar meatballs, Swedish meatballs to this.
The trogs are just jackals, man. You say one thing wrong and they pick up on that. Ground brief.
Oh, well, you know what it is? You know, it's as usual.
I'm shocked you guys didn't call it out when it happened.
We all understand and respect each other as performers.
Yeah,
sure.
These audience members, what do? They sit on the other side of the screen with no fucking talent. They just want to judge what we do. I'd love to see Anthony Corbett get off his ass, get on this couch, and try to host a podcast.
You made fun of me for
fucking shit bricks.
I got a question. Can you bring up that image one more time, Kev?
Oh man.
Tomato brown. Is that a color?
No, I have no
tomato
idea.
Tomato / brown sugar. So it's tomato sauce and a brown sugar. So they're taking tomato sauce, putting brown sugar into it. That's the glaze.
I thought they were saying, like, this. By the way, this sugar glaze, it's tomato brown. Like, I thought that's what they were saying.
That's great. Very confusing.
So far, all of these look delicious.
And that, and I do feel this might be where we start to cross a line.
I'm excited.
And I don't lie to you. I don't think these escalate into a crazy thing, but of course, this is what Pixelated Soul wanted to see.
Sorry, Anthony.
So yeah, we can, Kevin, go to the next one. We go, of course, to Cleveland, Ohio, where we're talking about the Polish boy.
Ooh.
Kielbasa in a bun with barbecue sauce, French fries, and coleslaw.
Oh my God,
it's so dirty, but I'm going to want it.
Go ahead. This is us after a night of drinking at a convention.
Go one more over, Kev, because I think this is a beautiful photo of the Polish boy. I agree. But go one more over, and I think this is more accurately what you're going to get.
That's what you're going to get.
And that I would not be down for.
That looks like onion.
And I don't want to say I'm not. I could eat this with a fork and knife and be happy, but I feel like this is my favorite. French fries, coleslaw, and a kielbasa. I love these things. But you get them together like this, and how am I eating this? Like, on the street, I'm trying to party? I can't party.
That's
like this.
The biggest problem is the eatability of it all. Like, I feel like with a lot of these, you do start to get to that point of, like, I would eat it with a fork and knife. I feel like if you're doing that, it's like you shouldn't be eating this then. It's like, that's a different beast.
I think this is, though, like, we've been perfectly trained with the burrito on how to eat this, where you just keep it wrapped until, like, it's the part that you're putting in your mouth.
But there's
and then you're just tearing the foil.
There's so much, like, barbecue sauce on this.
Look, Nick.
You're going to lose a fry.
You're getting barbecue sauce on your
you're
shirt.
You're going to lose a fry. I'm getting a lot of shit on my shirt.
You're getting your shit all over your shirt.
And
Kevin's going to look like he fucking fought with four of them.
But I'm going to have a great meal.
I'll fuck that thing up. The first picture. Can you go back to the first picture, Kev? That right there just looks delightful to me.
The hot dog looks very burnt.
Yeah, I don't mind that, though. I like a little burnt dog because it goes with the barbecue sauce.
I don't think that's a little burnt.
It's just the dip.
I don't even love eating hot dogs. This looks really appetizing. Like, this is something I'd want to.
This reminds me of something you find in Austin.
There's just no consistency with these. Like, they look like completely different
the
meals.
The next one is the one that looks the best.
Well, I think the first like, and the
I'm
last.
I'm down for this one.
That looks amazing.
The first and the last are definitely, like, real photos. This is the one you put on your menu. Not that one. That's the first one. This one, yeah, I can see on the menu. The next one is definitely the beauty shot you have on your website. This is on DoorDash. This is on Uber Eats.
I just realized this is how it arrives. That, like, when it comes to hot dogs, I am a mega big hot dog fan. But the moment you start adding too much, it just hits a point where, like, this isn't a hot dog anymore. This is just, you're trying to be a little boutique, right? There's, like, all those. There's a place in Stonestown, not too far from here, and they just do different hot dogs. Where they do all the different, like
how far
that
it?
Type
two,
of stuff.
Is it 2 blocks or is it 5 blocks?
Oh, it's just a couple blocks away. But no, it's they just go too hard. And it's like, I realize if I just get, like, a normal hot dog from them, I'm happy.
Dude.
But anytime, like, I open it, I'm looking at it, and I'm just like, what Kevin said is right. If you just eat it like a burrito, you're going to have a better time. But the difference between what we just looked at and a burrito is a burrito's kind of made, the tortilla's built to,
it's
like,
got a diaper.
Hold it all off. Mm-hmm. But not only that, this is also going to just be like, the end bites of a burrito are fantastic. Yeah. The end bites of that are just going to be like
sauce,
just disgusting, soggy, wet French fry that's just covered in barbecue sauce that's been there too long.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, no.
Let's move on to number 6. For this one, we will go to the Mid-Atlantic states, often associated with Pennsylvania Dutch cuisine, and we're talking about Scrapple. A loaf made from pork scraps combined with cornmeal, wheat flour, and spices. Typically pan-fried before serving.
Oh, it's maple syrup.
Fuck no.
That was a fifth of bourbon. I was like, what? You have to drink
this? This looks like something you eat when you're in a fucking, like, space colony or something. Absolutely not.
I guarantee you this is crispy and delicious. I would eat the shit out of this. This looks like this is Spam's older,
better
more
brother.
Hardcore yes. brother. Yeah.
This is the cougar.
This is the
crispy. You toast it up a little bit. Oh, it's so fucking good. Are you kidding me?
When I think about sci-fi,
it's very European.
And I think of somebody saying, like, yeah, I'll take 2, like, meal bars where it's just, like, concentrated
where all
meal.
They eat.
Yeah, I feel like this is that.
It's it's like the shit they ate on the Nebuchadnezzar in the Matrix, right? Which is a goop.
The gruel?
Yeah, just the gruel. I would eat. I love this though.
I believe I've had Scrapple. I forget where, but I definitely feel like I've had it.
It's just like a meatloaf, right? Some sort of meatloaf.
And that's my thing. Like this, we're getting to the point here where I can get really, like, particular about when I know what's in something. If you just told me this is a meatloaf, I'd be like, I'm all in. I love meatloaf and I'm good on this. When you
pork
start
scraps.
Calling it like pork scraps, then I'm like, You could have just not said those words, and I would have felt very different.
This looks so Dutch. I'm gonna, I'm gonna text my wife and see if she knows what Scrapple is.
Cody Hagler says this looks like there's no electricity around it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, 100%.
Kansas meal.
Like, this is definitely a photo that someone scanned, right, or took a photo of.
I don't know.
I mean, it looks like
that looks like an original photo.
You know what it was? It looks like somebody touched their lens with the grease from the Scrapple. And it gave a light bloom on the side.
They had the
of it.
Grease from the hot dog. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, this is what this is one of those things that where like I would eat it and be like, that's really delicious, guys. Thanks. And then later in the party, when they're ice cold, I'm like, and I'm drunk, I'm like, oh god, they're gonna keep eating the Scrapple. Somebody take the Scrapple away.
This is going ham. I'm at Scrapple right now.
Greg just takes a picture of me and tweets it, and I'm like, I deserve the shame.
Now
the shame
again,
of the Scrapple.
Lots of these I feel like have been things Arizona cheese crisp I hadn't heard of. You know what I mean? An open face quesadilla, but whatever. This is where I learned something today. This is number 7, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Coolicles or Kool-Aid Dills. Dill pickles soaked in Kool-Aid. This is the from the Mississippi Delta.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
Fuck yeah.
This is where we
dude.
Start to diverge. No,
absolutely.
Thank you. That looks terrible.
Oh, I don't like man. Sweet pickles to begin with. No, so the either. Idea that I'm getting Kool-Aid flavored pickles, that's a bit too far for me.
I would definitely give this thing a shot. Ew. But like... There's
I'll
some...
make you some.
Dude, that looks so good, bro. Like, the green, the fluorescent green and yellow and
it looks good from a
orange.
Colorful perspective, yeah. But the taste is where I'm like, oof. I don't know if I could do that.
Kevin, when you have a chance, can you just, I don't know how to spell it, so just guess. Piccadilly, like raspa or snow cone or whatever the right word is. I call them raspas. I heard snow cone for the first time in my life when I was like 15 or some shit. Piccadillys, Greg, are these snow cones from back home where it's shaved ice, right?
Yeah.
But it's got like Kool-Aid and all these different flavors, and it's got like super hot spicy stuff with pickles and like
okay.
cool. they just the go hell? They go off with the flavors in these damn things, and they are so good, dude. Like, it's a flavor profile you wouldn't expect to want until you have it. You're like, oh, this is kind of balancing perfectly. I don't know what the fuck that is. That looks like COVID also. But yeah, Piccadillys are like something, if you ever go to a, I feel like this is like primarily a Latin
Andy,
thing.
Is this looking right?
Yeah, Kevin. Oh, yeah. You put a bunch of trechas on it. Oh, baby.
Trechas.
Oh, baby.
Number 8 mouth here watering, is dude. Going to be a palate cleanser God. For most of us, I feel. I think it actually speaks to what Nick just brought up, and we've all been there before. But really, I find the first photo horrific. The other two look, oh, yeah, I'd eat that, no problem.
Okay.
This is just, they're calling it the turkey dressing sandwich.
Fuck.
Dubuque, Iowa, turkey stuffing and gravy on a bun, a specialty of Kramer's. I don't know what that is exactly. But if you look at the last two photos, I'm like, oh, Thanksgiving leftover sandwich.
Yeah,
my mom
that
always
looks
called
so
it. But that first one, I would run out of the fucking house.
The first one looks
this.
Like someone shot it in the stomach and it's bleeding.
It looks like a sandwich threw up on itself.
Yeah.
That looks first great.
That looks awesome.
That's like,
but
that's
no, where's the gravy on that? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
You
going
cool
over
to
Kevin?
That.
Yeah, you got it.
The first
this
one
also looks fine. That's the stuffing and the turkey. Yeah, I'm in. We're in business. But that first one where they're like,
it somehow
let's take
like
the turkey, the stuffing, and just fucking, it looks like vomit.
It
that is
violent.
Vomit.
And they put some American cheese on
that's
it.
Where they went
what
too
the
far.
Hell's
that's
going
where
on
they went too far.
That's disgusting.
American cheese really is like a sign of something. Like anytime you see it
zero
on there, it's
quality.
Like, that is a choice. And like, y'all made that choice. What's that say about this meal and you as a person?
I'll tell you what, though. American cheese is my favorite Lunchable cheese.
Oh, I mean, I fucking
would you believe
Lunchable
cheese. We're talking about the same cheese, right? The one where you have to unwrap each individual slice of Kraft singles. Believe that as a child, that was one of my favorite snacks. I would just sit it down like a deck of cards in front of me, and one by one unwrap.
I've seen you do that.
It's so good.
I used to do that.
I do, Kev. I took the whole thing. I stuffed it in my.
I used to pretend I was a mouse.
Yeah, who didn't?
I used to pretend I was a mouse and eat the cheese, just like
did
I would.
Did you eat the center out of it and put it on the sides of the lamp?
No, but I would also eat lettuce and pretend I was like a brachiosaurus. And one time, I ate a house plant at my house, and my brother.
You want to take that one?
What do you say you ate a houseplant?
I ate a piece of a houseplant at my house that my mom just had up in the house somewhere. And my brother told me it was poisonous, how I was going to die. And so I called my mom and my dad when I was at work. And I was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm going to die.
That's cool. Awesome.
They're like, why? I was like, I ate a piece of the. Like,
I was
no,
pretending
don't.
To be a dinosaur. Yeah, like, which one?
Brachiosaurus.
You That's fucking nerd.
That's, did you not eat this?
Cool.
Did the plant make you sick at all?
No, I just thought I was gonna die. My brother told me it was poinsettias.
Brother just lied to him, like he ate a poinsettia.
Wow, yeah. That's weird. Poinsettia's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. These two I feel like are related. All right, we're gonna go to number 9 first, ladies and gentlemen. I'll introduce you to the slopper. This is a burger. No,
this is
a burger covered in chili sauce and typically eaten with a knife and fork. Pueblo, Colorado Springs.
How else
Colorado.
Would you eat this?
So, I know, right? Typically, meaning that somebody's been like, "Thanks for
okay,
the slopper."
Okay, thank you.
It's essentially
fucking Slimer.
It's a wet burrito, but it's a wet burger.
That's great. Yeah.
So it's an interesting idea, but again, I feel like it's bad because the tortilla kind of made to sustain these wet environments.
I mean, look at this one.
Burger,
this is king
bread,
of the sloppers.
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, so it's got the bread is covered as well here.
Yeah, there's a burger. Yeah. Imagine a burger
like
there.
What do they call it? Open face sandwiches.
Joe.
But it looks like it's only the top bun. You see this?
Yeah.
There's a bottom bun on this. Yeah. I also don't see a bottom bun here. Tim, I'd like to remind you of the chili cheeseburger from Denny's. Because, like, it's basically this, but it's chili cheese.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm well aware, Kevin.
I love it.
We know, Kev. We know.
I'll tell you, can I stop? Can we stop on this picture? I'll tell you what else looks quite delightful in this picture.
Watch?
The coleslaw.
Sure.
I'm not a coleslaw fan.
I'm not either.
But every once in a while, you get a good coleslaw, you're like, hey, kudos to you for trying.
That one I wouldn't like, I don't think. But yeah, I occasionally
I'm with you that I fuck with coleslaw on occasion, but no, I don't know about that one.
I thought you meant the G-Shock watch as well.
Yeah.
No. I mean, whatever.
And we will end in the great state of Missouri, where we will talk about the slinger in St. Louis. 2 eggs, hash browns, and a meat patty.
These sound like sex moves.
Typically ground beef or sausage.
The slogger.
Topped with chili cheese and onions.
Yes.
Again, look at that first photo, because that is just like, yikes.
Again, the cheese.
Yeah.
This says something.
You know, it's one of those things where I'm like, I kind of was put off on it. But the white onion chopped up and put on top, I'm kind of into it.
It's so good.
It looks like five people half-assed it.
Yes. Someone's like, you know, you have prior experience as a cook, right? And you're like, absolutely. I absolutely do. And this is the thing that you...
Make me your favorite dish.
Yeah, can like, you go back to the first one real
some
quick,
some cheese
Kevin?
That's not melted. Some onions that aren't cooked.
It looks like a 3D texture in a game. Like, this is like the food 3D texture.
But depending on how good that chili is, I bet it's fucking good.
I have it on good authority.
That looks really
good. Because the first person
good.
I ever... was told about the slinger from was the one and only Patrick Pulisic Poe.
Oh.
And he used to house these things.
Hungover
or wasted, you know, in the middle of the night.
I got a bunch of chili at home. We could try to make one.
You do have, I think you need beans.
Ah.
Crushes
That's
it.
Why I haven't eaten them. No beans.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow Regional US Foods on Twitter to keep up with the next thing. And thank you, Pixelated Soul, for this game of Would You Eat This?
Bum, 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 bum.
Would you fucking eat this?
Crushed it.
Would you fucking eat this? There you go.
I'd like to vote that when Andy doesn't have a song, he just defaults to the Seinfeld theme.
Sure.
I got to learn the notes, but you were so right, Nick, in saying that I was just a smidge off from all of it.
Because you're like, bomb.
I was so off from all of it.
Yep, that's it right there.
So close.
So what are we doing, Greg?
We are going to ask you a question if you're ready for it.
Oh, I'd love it.
All right. This one, ladies and gentlemen, comes from the one, the only, BZDZ.
BZDZ.
Who writes in kindoffunny.com/KFP, right? No, KF Podcast, just like you can. And says, what's it like having an actual weekend now that you will no longer work from home?
What?
What's like having an actual weekend?
Yeah. Now that you are no longer work from home.
Oh, you mean like coming to work all week and then having the weekend be not the place that you spend every waking second of your day. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It is very much an adjustment, though. Because as you know, I live in a small place and my wife may or may not love me all the time. And so when the... she loves
so
me.
Weird.
That's
crazy.
It's weird. But I can, you know, it's like I'm a lot. And so for the first year of the pandemic, it was a lot to get used to, and then we got so close.
Yeah.
And so now the actual adjustment, real talk, is like I miss her constantly.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I'm like, maybe don't text your wife like 10 times a day. Maybe like give her a little bit of space. But we're readjusting to that. But this last weekend, especially since it was like the first weekend since the stream, was like it was nice to be able to like get back to some level of like normalcy.
For sure.
To what we were before. Yeah. So it is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the thing Jen and I both said throughout Saturday and throughout Sunday. It was like, oh, my God, this is so nice. And it was the idea, not even the work from home business, just the fact that we were trying to track it. We're like, this feels like it's the first weekend, like real weekend we've had since maybe May. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? With just everything with the studio and the run up to it and just work in general, right? For both of us, me and Jen, right? Let alone Ben, let alone visitors, let alone commitments, things, birthdays, yada, yada, yada.
Farmer's market.
Farmer's market is like fun though, right? When you're not on a timetable. Ben's also down to one nap a day. So it's not like it usually is where, or it used to be where he wakes up, we got to feed him, we got to run to the farmer's market, we got to get things done, then we got to get back for his next nap or whatever. So it's like we've been able to do that. So it was like we had just an amazing weekend of hanging out as a family and like, yeah, going to the farmer's market and then bringing him home and then going out to a really nice park and then going grocery shop and doing this different stuff. But like mainly what I'm saying is not having the unbearable weight of something looming or I really need to be doing something else, right? Like I think even, you know, yeah, it's so cool to be able to talk about it on this level, but having God of War, Ragnarok, right? And also you all know the review embargo is a week from Thursday. Even having that where it's like, yes, theoretically, I should be, and I would love to play God of War. You know, to my eyes, blue.
It's that far away?
Yeah,
that's great.
So it's like, nice you can that. Actually pace yourself. You do not need to sit there and marathon it because I got to do it on this Thursday, but I have all my normal work, so I can't. I'll see you guys later, and yada, yada, yada.
As Gar the Chesses, and then sending Andy a voicemail.
No, we stopped. The court cases. I've thought about it. I'm like, you know what? That was such KF Court was such a great closing of the book on that bit that I don't need to. Now the robot.
Yeah, you never
didn't put any
again,
of the robot voices in there. Maybe that'll return to you one day.
Robot voice.
When I type out the message and I say I'm in the computer.
Oh, whoa. Those were a lot. Yeah, those were much more recent that they didn't. They didn't make the YouTube cut.
I'm just saying, like that's what? Perfect.
Have you not seen these? It is. It's Ben's like.
It's some of my best work.
It's Ben's like speak and say or whatever they are.
I'm trying to find one for you.
Yeah, you gotta find them.
When I type out the message to pretend like I'm in the computer.
Yeah, it's like A N D Y Y Y Y. It's just that. You fucking
wow,
psycho.
Man, that's a special kind of crazy. I just want everyone to know that.
Here we go. Here we go.
Maybe this actually might be. This might actually be me and Jen.
God, that's funny.
Yeah, no, this is when we were drunk. We were just sending you messages.
Gotcha. I'm sure if you just type like Andy with multiple Y's or just like Y,
great
and
call.
Then,
great call,
you know, because a lot of people replied with that.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Yeah, somebody translates it, I know. Every
somebody
time
was like,
happens.
Andy, help him.
What is it about Andy that makes that perfect? Because if it was you or me, it wouldn't be as funny.
No, it's so
you know what
perfect.
I mean? Yeah. It's because, you know what it is? It's because he refuses to escalate. Whereas I would escalate immediately and it would just be bad. It would go bad. And you would just not care. You would not pay attention at all.
No, Tim would just roll his eyes.
It just bothers him just enough.
Yeah, in the right way. In the right way. It just like incentivizes this.
God. This sounds like.
You bring this upon yourself, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be such a good sport and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Kevin, I'm going to send this to you. We can hear it off TV, right?
Oh, God. Would you fucking
eat
this?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
You want to harmonize with me?
Sure.
Would you fucking eat this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tie,
really good. Really, really good stuff right there.
We're the best around.
But yeah, just a great weekend of hanging out and not feeling like we had everything down and not being exhausted. I mean, I'm still tired, but like not like the last weekend where we went to, you know, some of the same parks and did some of the same stuff.
Help me.
There's been a handful of those.
God, it is. It's so scary. Because, like, the robot thing, like, that's a little creepy. Like, spelling out help me, that's always creepy. The repetition.
The fact that someone's getting their ass beaten. Yeah,
exactly. It sounds like a dead body is being
dragged around a room.
Well, keep me honest. This is when Jen's like, I'm going to go do something. Watch Ben. I'm like, yeah, no problem.
Ben's out buying cocaine in the parking lot. God. That's
it's like
funny.
That day that Ben was playing on the ground while we were doing his games cast. And so he has like this toy hammer that he was hitting on the ground. So Greg's talking, you just hear like, pa, pa, pa. right above him, and it's like, God, good for him.
Like, you guys hear that? I'm like, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. Sorry. I'm not going to go up there and tell him to be quiet.
That's he discovered the hammer. That's all that matters. Yep. My weekend, very, very odd, because it was football Sunday. I'm excited, right? Uh-huh. I didn't really sleep a whole lot because of God of War. And I end up waking up early for the Cowboys game, watched that, took a nap, stayed up, played more God of War, took another nap, woke up like at 2 in the morning. And I was like, oh, this is bad. Like, this is not a good time to be awake right now. So then I took my Lexapro and I fell back asleep. And then I woke up today for the stream. So very, very odd. I feel like I was in bed asleep for approximately like 75% of my weekend.
Congratulations.
Is it depression? I don't know.
Well, congratulations.
Finding out with Scarpina. I think it's that. I think you're probably just tired, man. I think all of us are just so tired from the last couple of weeks.
It's possible. You know?
I think you're also, I'm like, over the weekend, I was trying to sleep a little bit more too, but I'm just so ramped up. Like, to your point, it's like, it's been a constant barrage of having to, like, kind of stay ready for whatever the next thing is coming around the corner, right? It's like, you know, it's like the scene, that one episode of 30 Rock where Alec Baldwin and Payson would jump out from anywhere and beat the shit out of him just to keep him sharp.
Yeah.
That's how I felt for the last, like, year. So now coming back from that is like, how do we reacclimate to a normal level of crazy?
Yeah, doing your normal job. Yeah. Doing the normal amount of work rather than something insane. Yeah, that's definitely a
learner. Yeah, somebody in the Twitch chat today while I was streaming Plague Tale, I was like, Andy, are you all planning anything crazy for Halloween? I was like, no. Absolutely not.
No, we're not. Yeah, to me, the weekend was amazing. It was my first actual weekend in at least half a year, and it felt like it. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to get more of these soon. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
But it's more the going home after work. It's like the day-to-day, like of last week coming in every day. And even like the week before, I was coming in a lot more. It is like that is what is going to take a lot of reacclimating to, like, getting used to not being with Gia all day, not seeing the dogs all day. Like, there's just like a vibe of everything like changing. But then there's like this exciting moment of when I get to go home, and then it's like the dogs are all freaking out. I'm like, yeah, you do love me, you little fucker.
They missed
and
you.
Things like that, you know. But like, it's weird to like have to think about like how it's gonna shift our lives and like what we do back to how it used to be, but with a twist because she's not going into the office every day. So it's like it's totally optional whether or not she goes in. So she's gonna try to go in like once a week, but it's like that's such a weird world to get used to, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I missed the I didn't realize how much I was going to miss like the daily, just get the coffee, get in the car, go on a podcast.
Oh sure,
20-30 minutes, just a little chill, a little moment for yourself, just hanging out in the car ride. I miss that. It's nice to have that little reflective moment.
That was my biggest you know, quote-unquote complaint, right? Because obviously work from home is amazing and being home with Jen is amazing, and then, you know, even being with Lucy and having that whole thing when we were at home then, and then of course you add Ben to it, or, you know, being able to be there through Jen's entire pregnancy, right, every day, and then be there through his first year of life every day, like, that's all been a blessing. Yeah, I can never be thankful enough, even though it's not great circumstances for it. But yeah, like, the problem for me, Nick, always was, right, like, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you. All right, bye, guys. See you later. Okay, I'll get the tweet, da-da-da. And then as soon as the headset was off, I'd go upstairs because I wanted to help Jen with Ben, and then I was right into dad mode. But I never felt like I totally closed the book on work, Greg. And so then I'm starting dad, Greg, in a weird spot where I feel like I'm thinking, I'm looking at Slack, but I'm still, you know what I mean? And it was like, like, I've enjoyed the past week of, like, it's a commute, sure, but it is. I called my mom and I called my dad and I did these, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just doing all these different things that I normally don't have a time. And there's no usual space for me to do that. Listen to a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice reset. It's a nice, there's a reason I think why we sort of evolved to have at least some semblance of a work week, like check in 8 hours, check out. Cause I think it does help compartmentalize your life a little bit.
Sure.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all had those times where it was like, I have not left this fucking house.
Yeah, for sure.
In 2 days. Like, we're like, I don't remember when I went outside.
Rookie. Pump those numbers up.
Well, thank God for, like, I just started refusing. Like, I've never gotten Starbucks delivered to my place, and I refused to all throughout the pandemic. So I was like, this is my one, like, my lifeline.
My reason to go.
The outside world. And again, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Shout out to the Starbucks workers by my place. They're the best human beings on the planet, man. They got me through most of the pandemic. Just being nice people. And understanding and, like, just being, you know, good at their job. I'm like, you guys fucking rock.
Should interview them.
I would love to. There's one dude that works there named Shatner.
Oh,
he's
great
a badass.
Name.
That's he's a great badass. Name. That's a cool he's just a really nice guy. Really
is
nice
it
guy.
Like the barista in Barry, who's just always?
Yes. That Chad? That guy's funny.
Did you ever watch Barry? Oh my god!
I told you about this. You remember the guy JT and Chad? The guys that tried to get the Paul Walker. That guy's an actor now. He's in Barry, and he plays a barista. That there's a line around. You don't know why, but there's a line around the block for this guy, and it turns out it's he's everyone's therapist. He's just like doling out amazing life advice. Like, look, yeah, bro.
Maybe you should just talk to him more. And he's like super stoner.
He's really good.
Wow, thank you.
All right, well, cool.
Barry's great, dude. What a good show.
It got dark the last season.
Yeah, it was always dark.
We loved seasons. That's season three, right?
Yeah.
We love seasons 1 and 2, and then we watched the premiere for season 3, and it just didn't hit the same, and we've never been back.
Me neither. And I never went back, and then Andy was like, you should finish it. And finally, I finished it, and it's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. But this season's really hard to watch.
It's also only 30 minutes. So that's like I think the easiest thing about it is like I'm not committing an hour plus to to see whether I'd like it or not. You know?
Cameron Kennedy, it's funny that you mentioned that. It's hard for me to watch Barry. It is. I just skip anytime I see Henry Winkler. I just skip.
Yeah,
which is why I thought it was a good season.
What ruined Black Adam for you?
Oh God,
that was it.
Why you got to put him in there? Why does he have to have a cameo in there and ruin my life? That movie would have been like The Departed. It would have been perfect. Oh, wasn't that one scene?
Tim, close us out. What do you got?
Just talking about this weekend and TV shows and things like that. Like part of the reason my weekend was as good and relaxing as it was is I got to partake in one of my favorite activities that I haven't been able to in the last 20 years.
Pickleball.
The Mole.
Ooh.
The television show The Mole. It's back, baby, in Netflix form. If you're unfamiliar with The Mole.
Oh, Joey's all about it.
In the early 2000s, the little show called Survivor came out, all right? Changed the reality game show game forever. And then there was a bunch of copycat Me Toos, right? Yeah. Popping up left and right. The best one of them was The Mole, where there's, let's just say, 10 different people. They're all competing. One of them
it's like Among Us.
Is a mole. Exactly. They're on the inside and they're trying to sabotage all the different games that they're playing. To every game that they play or win, there's more money added to the pot.
How quickly would Nick fuck up? Dude, the mole.
I was thinking about all of them. Yeah, no, it'd be so bad.
Am I the mole? Maybe not.
Show is like Nick, it's episode 1. What the fuck are we gonna do?
And it's just great because the entire time, like throughout every episode, it's the same mole. And like they're just trying to get to the end, and the eliminations happen. There's a quiz at the end of it, and you have to answer 20 questions. Whoever answers the least amount right about who is the mole gets sent home, and it is so damn good. You're not a mole guy?
No, I never was. I never was a mole guy. Yeah.
Hosted by Anderson Cooper, the original at least.
Have you read any like wiki articles about maybe a failed mole, like Nick was just mentioning, like? What if they find out really fast? What do you do?
There was only 6 seasons. This is, I think, the 6th season. And I think 2 of them were like celebrity seasons. But it was a long time ago.
Celebrity
like
mole.
I don't think that there was enough seasons where that ended up happening. Gotcha. Like all the ones that happened, just like it kind of like worked out. But I mean, it's freaking so damn. It's very well done. It's really engaging. And like, it's just such a fun thing that I love when Netflix is able to like fund projects that like worked back in the day. But now it's like, oh, it could work even more. With modern sensibilities and like streaming platforms and stuff, but
and plus really the budgets cool. are very low compared to narrative.
Oh yeah,
for sure. Yeah, shows. That's why. Yeah,
but I mean, but they go all out. Like it is. I'm so impressed by the production value of like every challenge isn't just like, oh yeah, we're doing the thing. It's like they're doing the thing in the most extreme way possible.
It's why when a lot of people were questioning Nathan Fielder's the rehearsal, people were like. Well, they don't got to pay actors. That's why he can do all these extravagant bits and pay for recreations of shit because there are no actors to pay.
Yeah, like,
you're paying like appearance
goes.
Fees or whatever the fuck, sure. you know? So that's, yeah, these reality shows, we're going to see more and more crop up because they are way cheaper
well,
to
I mean,
make.
That's why they all cropped up to begin with.
Yeah,
way back
we
in
already
the
saw
yeah.
that.
We've lived through that. Yeah, that's already happened.
No, but I mean, like in the streaming age, that's why sure. that's why Warner is like nixing all of these like narrative type things and Netflix is... You know, saying no thank you, we're not doing a whole lot more narrative content. Cartoons, no way.
Well, Nick and Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Can we get the me and Andy shot, please? Andy, now you said something interesting over there. You mentioned pickleball. I took pickleball in PE, like most people did growing up, and then never thought about pickleball again. However, as you know, I have a 1-year-old named Ben, and we go to all manner of playgrounds now.
It's exploding.
There's always a fucking tennis court there, and people are always playing pickleball now. Yep. What happened? Why did pickleball become so popular?
I have no idea. I feel like it's something that I didn't even realize they were playing pickleball until listening to an episode of the Dan Le Batard Show, and they're like, pickleball's all over the place. Tom Brady bought a pickleball team. There's like celebrities buying into this shit. It's like, why? How? Where did this come from? And sure
great,
enough,
great clip art.
And sure enough, I went to go play basketball one day, and it was just like a sea of white people playing pickleball. And I was like, why is it only white people who give a shit about pickleball?
Yeah.
But I guess everybody knew each other.
I won't lie to you. I played in high school or whatever, and I enjoyed it fine. And I see it happen. I'm like, man, I remember. And that seems like something fun to play because I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
And it was yesterday we parked at the playground and we got out. And one of the guys playing pickleball goes, sorry, pickleball parking only. And I went, really? And he goes, nah. And I was like, oh, man, I want to come play pickleball. I got this damn kid, though. I'll see you later. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table. Oh, thank you. Coming to talk to each other about whatever it is they want to talk about. If you want to talk with us, it's super simple. KindaFunny.com/KF podcast. You can write in with your questions, comments, concerns. We'll read them here on the show and we'll all have a great time. If you want to support the show, go to Patreon.com/KindaFunny. On Patreon.com/KindaFunny, of course, you can watch us record the show live, just like Madeline, Melissa, and Cody all are. If you are watching live, thank you for your love and support. We can't do it without you. Remember, of course, you can also get the show ad-free. You can get 38 episodes of bonus content exclusively all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. Use the Epic Game code KINDOFFUNNY when you're on the Epic Game Store or playing something like Fortnite, Rocket League, or Rumbleverse on your platform of choice. And remember, you can get the show on youtube.com/kindoffunny. You can get on podcast services. Sure, you have to listen to the ads and you can't write in, you can't be a producer, but you have a good time. Right now, the chat is calling out Brief again. You know what I mean? Fuck off. I said brief one time when I was trying to say beef. You know what
Nothing better than that good old-fashioned ground brief.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.